I guess we start with, you know, it was great seeing you on stage again. We loved you on AGT. We're ready to love you on Canada's Got Talent too. And we were pretty upset when you were eliminated on AGT. So my first question is, what's it like being back on such a big stage?
Well, I mean, first of all, the adrenaline is running full fledged, you know, and now because of everything that has gone down with the Golden Buzzer and all the connections and people that I've met, it really seems like I had to almost go all around the world to come back to Canada.
I know that your whole story is all about finding your confidence, being confident. And you talked about that in both America's Got Talent and Canada's Got Talent.
Yes.
So what was the difference for you as the performer between America's Got Talent and Canada's Got Talent? Did you learn something new about yourself? Has your confidence changed at all?
Yes, actually, you know, in talking about my childhood, it's not an easy thing to do for abuse survivors because there's always a thread of shame hanging around or a fear of judgment or just dredging up those memories that you're kind of trying to compartmentalize in your brain and keep them somewhere in there, not bring them out too much other than to sort of reflect on where you are now to where you were then. When all of the process went with CGT and, you know, applying and then them contacting you and all those kinds of things, I did make the decision, at least within myself, that this time I would like the focus to be on what happened to me as a child and only for a message of solidarity with all of those abuse survivors and victims and current and past. You know, it never sort of leaves you. And so sometimes you think nobody really understands, but in actual fact, a lot of people understand, and a lot of people are very successful and have been through crappy childhoods, you know, and you can be happy and you can survive and you can rise above all of it. Sometimes it takes a longer period of time to reach your potential or where you should have been a long time ago kind of thing. But if you never try to improve upon yourself or to kind of leave those memories in a spot that's not going to damage you, then that's really the goal, isn't it? No matter how long it takes.
I mean, I really have written down in my sheet of questions for you. I said it takes a very special person to talk about your childhood and what you went through, and to not only you relive it a little bit when you talk about it, not only relive it, but you're on a national stage sharing that deepest thing inside of you. What made you decide that now was the time and this was the place?
I think when you reach a certain point in your life, if you're going to connect with yourself spiritually and emotionally, and if you're comfortably going to connect with other people spiritually and emotionally, I think you have to be intact yourself. And, it, you know, we start off with, I'd say, a duffel bag full of, you know, baggage, you know, over the years. And hopefully we deplete that duffel bag so that we end up with a bowling ball bag or something. There's still some baggage hanging around. And I just think that it's necessary for me in my healing journey to accept life for every day that I live it, rather than hanging on to anything from the past. Because those negative things that you hang on to and you don't let go of only tend to hold you down further. You know, you're sinking in a sea. You know, it's like, take all of that baggage and just throw it away. And then you'll be able to swim again, you know, much more comfortably, and go through, i.e. being going through life much more comfortably as well. So that's where I had to come to. That's why I came out with it, because I know that in talking to people over the years and all the audiences that I've performed for, I've had intimate conversations with a lot of people over the years about, you know, their struggles with abuse or addiction or Feeling that their parents don't love them, or they were raised by their grandparents, or they were molested by this person or that person. I've heard all of these stories, and I'm sharing. And the more that we share with each other, the easier it gets, the easier it gets for both of us, all of us, to acknowledge that, but not to harbor any ill feelings towards your abuser. That is the trick, and it's hard to do. You have to understand that some of these people are very sick. And there's no excuse, but there are reasons why this happens. And some of the abusers didn't start off as bad people. Sometimes they remained that way through systematic abuse. So it's like you have to have that understanding. And in doing so, you become a much happier person inside, and you understand a lot more. And that's your journey to take. Everyone's journey is different. My journey's through music. Music has always been a healing force for me. And never in my wildest dreams did I ever think I was going to make this my career. I've had all kinds of jobs, cleaning jobs. I've had worked for an eye doctor one time. I worked at Kmart. I mean, bartending. I mean, because I was raising my child. And never in my wildest dreams did I think that I could actually see an opportunity of living my life in music for the rest of my life. And that's what Canada's Got Talent and America's Got Talent has done for me. It's opened a lot of doors.